When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Before we get into today's video, I just want to quickly remind you guys about my merch. Now, a huge thank you to those of you that have picked something up already. I had no idea the feedback would be so amazing. I'm so grateful. If you do want to pick up something like this brand new Karen sweater before Christmas, then make sure you order by the 13th of December so it arrives in time. The link to my store is in the pinned comment and behind the I button right now if you want to go and check it out. Thank you guys so much. Now, let's get on with the video. You have two Nintendo Switches? Give my child won right now. This happened this past Saturday. I just want to clear something up. Yes, by the title, I do own two Nintendo Switches. One regular and a light version, and the reason is because I bought Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield in order to trade Pokemon between the two devices, in order to fully complete the game by capturing every Pokemon available in the game. Wow, that is dedication. Now, you might be asking yourself, OP, why didn't you just go online and trade with other players? Well, the thing is, starting with the Switch, you need to pay a subscription to access Nintendo Online. It's basically Nintendo's version of the PlayStation Plus, and since I literally only use the DS, and now Switch, to play Pokemon, it's not worth it, and I was never really good at defeating other players in online competition. Yep, I suck, so there's no point anyway. Also, neither me nor my parents are financially well off in any way, and I had to grind to buy the second Switch, Lite, and I use my own money. While the first Switch, the regular, was a Christmas gift from a few years ago. With that out of the way, let's head to the story. So I went to a small shopping district within my city and brought both my Switches. At the time, I had no idea I actually needed to pay a subscription to play online, starting with the Switch. So I went there to ask for assistance as I believed there was something wrong with my Switch. And once there, I found out the truth and thanked the store employee regardless. And while there, I decided to check for the Pokemon Sword game. I bought Shield on release date. So I'm at the counter of the store and suddenly two people walk by me and I don't pay much attention until I hear a whine voice saying,
"Mom, look, he's got two Nintendo Switches."
And I could already foretell what was going to happen next. Why, God flippin' why? So, the entitled mum and her entitled kid approached the counter and asked me about my Switches, and I confirmed that indeed they were both mine. A smile suddenly emerges on the entitled mum's face, and she, surprisingly politely, asked me if I would be kind enough to donate one of my Switches to her baby boy, who immediately said,
"I want the yellow one, the black one is ugly."
And I just cringe at the entitled kid's greed and entitledness, and the little idiot was like 10 years old and begging mummy for something like a 4-year-old would. "Sorry, miss, but I'm not donating anything. These Switches are mine and I don't plan on giving them away in any way."
"But I can't afford to buy a video game device for my son. And now he thinks he's getting one. You wouldn't want to make him feel upset for not getting one after being promised, would you?"
No, she had a finger-pointing tone in her voice, like she's trying to guilt-trip me into feeling bad and giving her child my recently bought video game device. Unfortunately for her, I'm a butthole that doesn't care about her living conditions. Fair enough. "Well, you shouldn't have promised him something that you couldn't give him in the first place then."
"What? You're blaming me? It's your fault. You were the one who decided to come in with two video game devices and show off how rich you are."
Second note, I thought about telling her how I bought the Switch with my own money and yada yada yada, like literally any other poster does. But after recently having reread my own stories out of boredom and also reading other posters' stories, I realized that I don't owe this lady any sort of explanation or satisfaction of knowing about my financial condition. So I told myself from that moment to stop saying it, and I started it from then on. Well, even if that is the case, again it's not, that doesn't give you the right to demand stuff from others, regardless if they're rich or poor. Now the store employee gets involved. "Mom, please, if you want to ask for an item, you can talk to me and we might discuss the price, but if you keep harassing him like this, I won't attend you or answer any questions you might have, and the same goes for the rest of my staff."
"Oh, shut the frick back up. I didn't come here wanting anything from your stupid store. I just wanted a video game from my son. Sorry, where were you gonna buy the video game? Not from the stupid store?
She turns back to me.
And you have two of these games, so you won't be missing another one. Give it to my son, you selfish butthole.
The entitled mum then tries to grab one of my Switches, and ironically, it was the one whom the EK said was ugly. I then pull my Switch's box away from her range, look her dead in the eye, and say, don't you freaking dare.
You better give it to me, otherwise I'll call the cops and say you stole it from me.
Enter a random dude.
Nope, lady, I've been watching everything, and guess what? I too can't afford to buy my son anything expensive. That's why I'm buying some old PS2 games for him to play on his old console. But guess what? Unlike your spoiled brat, my son doesn't ask for new consoles because he knows I can't afford it. And you better stop harassing this guy or we're gonna have some trouble.
Oh, what are you gonna do? Hit me? You wouldn't hit a woman, would you?
He might not, but if you put your hands on my property again, I sure will.
The entitled mum then looks over to me and says out loud,
you would hit a woman? You freaking pig!
To try and get random bystanders to listen and possibly back her up. But anyone who was listening, well, they were aware of her BS, and anyone who wasn't listening, well, it's pretty self-explanatory. And they didn't even hear her cries for help and kept walking around the corridors. Finally, the entitled mum gives up and walks off with her entitled kid in tow, but not before shouting at me,
there's a special place in heck for people like you.
Meh, don't worry, I'll tell Satan to make some room for you too. The entitled mum just flips me off and leaves, and after she leaves, me, the store employee, and the random dude just start laughing at her stupidity. The store employee started to apologize for the entitled mum's BS, but I tell him it wasn't his fault, and he deserved a raise for dealing with people like her, but the store employee jokingly says that if that were the case, he'd be a disgusting rich boy like the entitled mum said I were. Then I bought my Pokemon Sword game, thanked both the store employee and the random dude for their help, and went on my merry way. To be perfectly honest, this time around, I guess I walked right into that encounter, since I was stupid enough to bring not only one, but two Nintendo Switches with me, because I was also dumb enough to not realize that I needed to pay a subscription from now to play online on Nintendo. But for good or bad, at least that encounter made my rather boring Saturday a little more interesting. So there's that, I guess.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I'm just lost for words. Some people, man.
It's just a bit annoying, right? Because you said you grinded really hard for one of your Nintendo Switches and the other one was a gift. So why can't this entitled mum grind really hard at her work in order to buy one for her kids? I just don't get it. Shout out to the random dude, though, for getting involved and for trying to make her understand that fact. Moving on to our next story, woman tells kid to steal alcohol for her, throws her car keys at me, and smashes my door. I'm an assistant manager at a truck stop. Most days I absolutely love my job. Yesterday was not one of those days. It was slow, a few truckers mad they had to work on Thanksgiving, and a few drunken jerks buying beer and lotto tickets. Then there was Susan. Susan was an older woman who looked like a catcher's mitt and smelled like someone dropped wet cigarettes into used cat litter. She had two kids with her, probably grandkids, who were around 5 and 7 years old. At first, she didn't come in. She sent her kids in with a wad of crumpled singles and fives. They picked out drinks and snacks, set them on the counter, then went back and grabbed a case of beer. I jumped from behind the counter, as there is no reason for them to be touching that as minors. I asked them why they wanted beer.
Nana told us to get some. She's right outside.
Well, I'm sorry, but you cannot purchase this. I'll ring you up for your snacks and drinks, and your Nana can come inside and get the alcohol herself, okay?
She's not gonna like that.
It's not your fault. It's just against the law for me to sell you alcohol regardless of where your parents are.
Daddy's at work. So is Mum.
I'm sorry to hear that, sweetie. I'm sure they'd want nothing more than to be here with you now, but I can't sell you this. Please ask your Nana to come inside with an ID. They take their bag of snacks and their drinks and go back outside. The kids sheepishly walk up to the car, and I can already tell this woman is going to be awful to deal with. She throws her car door open, stands up, yells at the first kid, and the kid comes back inside. She says it shouldn't be a problem since she's obviously over 21 and she's right outside. Sorry, kiddo, that's against the law. If she wants alcohol, she has to come inside with her ID. We have to ID everyone who buys alcohol regardless of how old they look. The kid goes back outside and she gets more and more irate. She points to the store and the kid comes back inside, walks to the alcohol, grabs a case, then goes to walk outside. I stopped him and told him that he doesn't have to do what she says when it comes to alcohol, and asked if their parents
would be okay with this. They don't drink. They don't like Nana.
Oh, fantastic. She finally comes in and I could smell her from almost 10 feet away.
Okay, I'm freaking here. Now give me the stupid beer.
Now, I don't want to, but I don't have much of a choice. Do you have your ID? This entitled parent is slurring her speech.
What the F? Do I look like an effing teenager to you?
No, you sure don't, Mom, but it's policy and law. I can't sell alcohol to anyone without an ID.
You waste my time by making me come in here when you know damn good and well the kids aren't drinking it, and I was right outside in the car.
Yes, she said in the car.
And you can see me from here. Are you blind? I just want my beer. I'm obviously of age. What the F is wrong with you?
Throws keys. I noticed that she's obviously drunk and driving two children around, so I signal my cashier to contact the police from the back office.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're right, Mom, I apologize, but the children cannot touch the alcohol. If you would please go to the cooler and pick out your selection, I will work around the ID law. It might take me a few minutes to get around it in my computer. All I needed was a birthday, but she didn't need to know that. I spent a few minutes reprinting receipts, checking shower logs, and apologizing profusely for the delay. Once the cop showed up, I breathed a sigh of relief. They spoke with the kids, the entitled parent, and myself, and the entitled parent threw a fit when they said she couldn't drive herself home, and that the kids should be picked up by one of their parents. She stormed back into the store, knocked over displays, kicked our glass case, and slammed the door so hard into the wall that the door glass shattered. The cops were on her in a heartbeat, and the kids' parents were called, and I gave the poor kiddos a TY beanie keychain to brighten up their faces. Their dad showed up, and he's a nurse, still in his scrubs. I felt so bad. Some people shouldn't be allowed near children. Well, I completely agree with you on that one, of course. I kind of get what might be happening here. So the parents probably hate this Nana, but they're probably working hard at work and don't have enough money for a real carer, so have to use her. It's a shame, but sometimes needs must. I don't know. Even if they can't afford a carer, they've got to find someone else to give their children to. Anyway, that is going to be it for this video. I really hope you guys have enjoyed it. If you guys didn't know, I am currently uploading 2 videos a day throughout December, one at 5 p.m. UK time and one normal entitled parents video at 9 p.m. So if you haven't seen my video from earlier today, click the link on screen, go and watch it right away.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.